Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. This is the first episode of season two, and this year we're doing things a little bit differently. Each month we'll explore one theme through different lenses that support your well-being. For January, our theme is scaffolding. Scaffolding is a structure. It's temporary, flexible, and designed to support something that's in the process of change, or repair, or growth. When we talk about scaffolding for ourselves, we're referring to the systems, habits, people, and internal practices that help us manage life, particularly when we're under pressure. That might be routines that reduce stress, people we can rely on, reminders that help us stay on track, or ways we speak to ourselves that bring steadiness when things feel out of control. Parenting children with needs requires more. More patience, more flexibility, more emotional labour, more thinking ahead. It's a different landscape altogether. It can mean advocating again and again, navigating systems that don't always fit your child, carrying worry that never quite switches off, constantly adjusting routines, expectations, and plans, and holding your own emotions while supporting your child's regulation. That's a lot. If you feel tired, not just physically, but deep in your bones, that makes sense. If you feel stretched, uncertain, or at times overwhelmed, that makes sense too. This is where scaffolding comes in. Scaffolding is not about weakness. It's about sustainability. It's the recognition that when the load is heavier, the structure needs to be stronger. Scaffolding can be practical. Routines, visual supports, services, flexibility. It can be relational. People who understand, who show up, who don't minimize your experience. And it can be internal. The beliefs, self-talk, and compassion that help you keep going. Needing support does not mean you are not coping. Often, it's how you cope. As we move through this month together, we'll look at scaffolding from different angles, becoming more aware of what supports you, reframing support as strength, and gently reflecting through journaling. But for today, let this be enough. You are not weak for needing support. You're not asking too much. And you are not meant to carry this on your own. If you'd like to explore more tools and supports, you'll find everything at diversewellbeing.ie. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.